Welcome to the Lincoln Land Community College podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mac Warren, along with Emily Smith. If you are new to this podcast, we'll be interviewing faculty, staff, and students to learn more about LLCC programs and opportunities and to meet the fantastic people of Lincoln Land Community College. Welcome to the podcast. Today we are excited to be joined by Dr. Joel Dykstra, Dean of English and Humanities at Lincoln Land Community College. Welcome to the podcast, Joel.
Thank you. It's good to be here today. It's the last day of classes when we're recording this, so it's been a great year that went by quickly.
It has gone very, very quickly. Joel, tell us about your background and what brought you to Lincoln Land Community College.
Well, when I was in college, I was very interested in modern languages. I never thought about becoming a teacher of languages, but I was interested in studying them. And I'm probably an example of a student who took advantage of a program in college. I had a chance to study abroad in Spain when I was a sophomore in my undergraduate program. I was there for a whole semester, and I loved it so much that I decided that was what I had to do. So when I graduated from college, I decided to go straight to graduate school, and I had the opportunity to teach Spanish as a teaching assistant. And so I got my first taste of teaching Spanish classes at Michigan State University, and I really, really fell in love with it. So I did that through graduate school, did that for 6 years, and then I got a full-time job after that, but I decided to join the Army to pay off student loans. The Army has a great student loan repayment program, and so I joined the Army as an Arabic linguist, and they trained me in Arabic. So I did that for 6 years. It was a wonderful experience. I got to see some interesting places and do some interesting things. But when I got out of the Army, I decided to go back into teaching. And I was fortunate to find a position at a military institute. I went to the New Mexico Military Institute, and that was kind of neat because it was a chance to kind of keep one foot in the military. We wore uniforms there, but at the same time, I got to work my way back into teaching. So I taught Spanish and Arabic there for 15 years. And while I was at that job, I had the opportunity to serve as the Associate Dean of the Humanities Division down there, which is a job very similar to the one that I have here. And I liked it a lot. So I decided to go back and do an additional degree with the GI Bill. I got a doctorate in community college leadership, which was very exciting. And so when I finished that, I thought it would be really neat to experience what a full community college is like, because my previous school was more of a junior college. It didn't have a lot of the vocational programs and so forth. And so I wanted to come to a real community college and experience that. And at the same time, my parents who live in Michigan were getting a little bit older. So this gave me a great chance to move a little bit closer to them and try something else. So it's been great. I moved here right in the middle of the pandemic a year ago. So it's been kind of a strange experience becoming integrated and not meeting a lot of people face to face. But it's been a wonderful transition and a wonderful opportunity.
So your title is Dean of English and Humanities, and some people may not know what that means. So what are deans? What would a dean be responsible for at Lincoln Land? What are the different types of programs that would be covered under this department particularly too?
Yeah, that's a great question. Deans are sort of middle managers in a place like this. We run the daily operations of the departments. So we do things like make the schedules for the semester. We handle department budgets and some of the programs. We are liaisons for any student who might have a concern. We talk to students and help them work out some issues if they have them. But we also work on bigger institutional projects in academics. And so we often work at the institutional level. We may talk about assessment. We may create reports from our departments and confer with the other deans and work on things like that. So in my department, which is English and Humanities, we have classes in English, Humanities, Literature, Film, Journalism, and Philosophy. And most of these fall under the general education program. So they'll fulfill general education requirements for graduation. We also have a couple of programs. We run the LAMP Student Newspaper, Students can work on that. We have the Lincoln Land Review, which is a journal for artistic production for students, faculty, staff, and others from the Lincoln Land community. And we run the Writing Center, which we'll talk about maybe a little bit later. So my department has 16 full-time faculty. It has 3 specialists that work in the Writing Center and 1 administrative assistant, and then the dean, which is me. We offer some majors in our department, but our big mission is to offer general education courses. Most students take general education with us, and we don't have a lot of majors, although we do have some students who major in English and other things. So if you take classes in our area, they can lead to a career like teaching. A lot of our courses can lead into things like law, if you want to become a lawyer. Philosophy is a great subject to study. But really, anything that requires critical thinking or communication skills would be a great career that you could do if you take classes in our area, because those are skills that we focus on.
Joel, English and Humanities offers, as you were saying, many different types of courses that fill general education requirements. What should a student know about these courses?
Okay, yeah, that's a great question. So general education is one of the things that you often take in your early years when you're in college. And for most of our programs, general education is 60 credits. It might be a little bit more depending on your program. And it's broken into a number of different areas. And so you have requirements to take classes in those different areas, and you have choices in the areas that are required. So in my department, we focus a lot on communications courses. There's an area called humanities and fine arts, and so we offer courses in those areas. And you can take up to 3 to 6 credits in most of these areas, and you have a lot of choices. So Gen Ed is something that develops skills for students. And there are a number of different skills that fall under the Gen Ed umbrella. For my department, we focus a lot on communication skills, especially written communication. We focus on critical thinking. We focus on information literacy, which is how to use information. We also have an area called cultural and global awareness that comes into play in some of our classes. So Gen Ed does 3 things in my mind. And a lot of times students have a bit of a hard time kind of figuring out how it fits in. You know, they think a lot of times, you know, I'm going to major in something. Why do I have to take all of these classes that don't directly relate to my major? So these 3 areas can kind of help you think about that a little bit. General education tries to give you a broad background knowledge in many different areas that are out there. So that would sort of be the content knowledge that you learn in your courses. And the idea here is that you'll be a well-rounded student if you take these courses. But we also like to develop skills, and these we hope are transferable. So in the case of writing skills, written communication, we would hope that when you learn how to be a good writer in one of our classes, this skill can transfer to other classes that you take, or maybe even the workplace. And then the other thing I think a lot of people don't often realize is that college courses can help you develop habits for success. And so these general education courses also give you the opportunity to develop some of those habits for success in college and in life. So when it comes to our Gen Ed skills, employers often list the important skills that they're looking for when they are searching for employees. And this is across many, many different types of careers. If you look at lists that come out that talk about these things, written communication is usually always in the top 3 to 5. And so some people like to call these kinds of skills soft skills. I like the term employability skills because they're the kinds of skills that can help you be a successful employee on your job, regardless of the career that you go into. And they can even go beyond work. They can help you in other areas of life.
We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Joel to continue the conversation.
Picture yourself at Lincoln Land Community College. How can we help you move your life forward? Just like our current students, with their unique dreams and goals, you'll find support and encouragement throughout your educational journey. Build your future, accomplish your goals, upgrade your career, expand your opportunities, all while cutting the price tag. Picture yourself at LLCC. You've got this, and we've got you. And we are back with Joel Dykstra, Dean of English and Humanities at Lincoln Land. Recently, the college announced a new program for the summer, and it's called Summer Boost at LLCC. Could you tell us a little bit more about this program and what that is?
Yes, this is an exciting program that came up recently. The college has received some extra money that we can use to help students make the transition to college. And so the idea here is that we would like to offer some of our local high school students or students that haven't been to college yet the opportunity to improve their English and math skills before they come to college in the fall. And we realize that a lot of students maybe didn't get the chance to go to class face-to-face all of the time during their last year, or they may have had some disruptions to their learning in one way or another. And so as these students get ready to come to on-campus experiences in the fall, this will give them the opportunity to brush up a little bit and be ready for some of their courses. We call these gateway courses. It would be English composition and then one of your math courses. And so this is a great program. It's available to anybody in the Lincoln Land service area. You don't even have to be coming to Lincoln Land to take part in this program. If you're going to another college, that's fine. You can still do the Boost program with us. So anyone that's getting ready to go to college should consider participating if they think they would like to brush up on their skills. And you can do one or both of the areas. We're going to be doing English in the morning from 9 to noon, and then math will be from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And if you do both, we're even offering free lunch here on campus. And so you don't have to go out to lunch or provide any lunch for yourself. It's all here. The entire program is free. There's no tuition. There's no charge for lunch. There's no charge for any materials that we use. So it's a great opportunity, and you don't have to invest much except for some time. And if you need transportation, we even have bus passes available, so you can ask for one of those. And the program will be running from June 7th through June 30th. So it's a 15-day course, and we don't meet on Fridays in the summer. So it's Monday through Thursday. So you'll be on campus for 4 days during the summer. So we think it's a great opportunity. We're looking forward to having a good program for the first time around this summer. We hope to have small class sizes, and we will, of course, still be following safety protocols to deal with the pandemic situation. So it should be a great opportunity.
And of course, students who want to learn more about the Summer Boost, I believe that's on the main LLCC webpage, llcc.edu. They could go there for more information. But what a tremendous pro. Free, doesn't matter where you're going. If you need one or both skills, and if you end up doing both, you can still get a free lunch while you're on campus too. That is
right. That's correct. And the form to sign up is very short and easy to do. It takes less than 5 minutes, and we don't ask for a lot of information. We just need your name and contact information and a few other things. So very easy to sign up.
Easy to sign up for. Hopefully a lot of students will take advantage of that. Joel, you've mentioned you have such an extensive background. You talked about this previously, a number of institutions. You talked about the Army prior to joining Lincoln Land as Dean of English and Humanities. I want to ask, what advice do you have for students who are still deciding on a major, or maybe even deciding on whether or not they should go to college?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I think there's really no right answer that necessarily fits everyone. On the one hand, it's very important to plan ahead. A lot of research studies have shown that students who have a plan ahead of time or some set goals, major picked out maybe early, often do better with retention and success. In fact, a lot of schools have introduced intrusive advising and guided pathways and many different things to keep students on track, because we know that that's a good thing. On the other hand, there are a lot of people who have done degrees and have become professors that often emphasize that college can be a great place to try things out. And so sometimes it's not the best thing to have everything planned out ahead of time. You might want to try out some different classes and see what you like. And so those can often be sort of different ideas. And I think the one thing that really bridges this gap is the concept of engagement. If you're engaged, I think you'll be successful no matter which path you take. If you've got everything planned out ahead of time, or if you're trying to see what you might like when you come to college, engagement can really help you stay on track. And there are a few other things that can really help. If you have some goals, those can help keep you on track. And then your attitude can often be important, too. There have been a lot of studies that look at personality and psychological factors. And these things can often help people stay on track when the going gets rough. And there's even some indication that you can sort of work on some of those areas to develop better ways to look at what you're doing in school to help keep you on track. So my advice would be, take advantage of your success coaches or your advisors. They really are here to help. They can help you plan things out. They can help you figure out how to avoid making things that might be mistakes. I would advise students to try different classes. We have a lot of classes that will fulfill requirements in our gen ed area. And some of them are very interesting, and you might not consider them if you just pick the first class that's on the list when you're making your schedule. So take a look at what we've got to offer. You might find something that you really like. I would say have a plan, but be open to new possibilities. You may find something along the way that really makes you passionate about college and your future. And then, as I said before, engagement is key. It's probably just as important as your choice of college. I think if you're engaged, you can have a great educational experience no matter where you go. So I've been at a number of different schools throughout my career. I've been at small private schools. I've worked at large state universities, community colleges, all different kinds of schools. And I've seen students achieve success at all of these schools. But you have to do your part in order to be successful. And that comes back around to this idea of engagement. So I often give students three bits of advice. And these are sort of three things to get you started off on the right foot. And I think if you do these three things, it's almost impossible to fail in many cases. The first one is you have to attend all of your classes. Making it to class is very important. My second bit of advice is read everything that's assigned. Reading is a big deal in college. There's a lot of reading that gets assigned in classes. And if you read everything that's assigned to you, you'll always be prepared for class. You'll always be prepared for discussions. And you'll be prepared to do some of the work. And then my third bit of advice is turn in all of your work. We find that a lot of students that get in trouble because they miss assignments or they don't turn in their work. And so if you are always on top of your homework, your projects, and your assignments, that will go a long way. Now, there are many other things you can do to be successful in college. But I think if you start out with those three things and you dedicate yourself to those three things, you'll be on a great path for success.
So at Lincoln Land, there's a writing center, and it has many services to help students improve their writing skills. So would you tell us about these services that are offered for all students?
Yes. The writing center is on the ground floor of the library. We are sort of in the same area as the Center for Academic Success and the Math Center. We offer face-to-face appointments down there, and that has been something we've done for a long time. But during the pandemic, we also started offering virtual appointments, and these are very popular with students. You can send some of your work in ahead of time and schedule an appointment, and you can have some time working with one of our tutors down in the Writing Center via Zoom to work on your paper. So if anyone is interested in making an appointment at the Writing Center, we do that by phone. I'm going to list the phone number here. It's 217-786-2341. So all you have to do is start out by making the phone call, and the tutors down in the Writing Center will guide you through the process. The Writing Center can help with any kind of writing that you're doing. Of course, one of the big things we do is help students with assignments for class, but we can also help students with the writing process in general. writing is something that you have to do over and over. You have to practice to get better. And most classes introduce a process of writing where you work through to come up with a final product at the end. And so the Writing Center can help you with that. The other thing that we like to do is help students apply for, we can help students apply for college, work on letters for application, or maybe some other things like that, that a student needs to work on that involves writing, but it's not related to a class. So the Writing Center has been around for over 20 years, but recently we've been working on a program review because we want to see if we might not be able to focus a little bit better on some new outcomes and so forth. And so this was an exciting process that we conducted over the last year. We interviewed staff, faculty, and students to learn about their experiences with writing. And we established some new outcomes for our program down there. One of the big things that we're going to try to do with the Writing Center is increase awareness. We've discovered that maybe as much as half of the students at Lincoln Land are unaware of the Writing Center or have never used the Writing Center. And so we want to help them understand what the Writing Center is and also communicate with a lot of faculty and staff around campus so that everybody's aware of the services that we offer. We want to focus on the usage of the Writing Center. Students can come down to get help with their assignments, but it really helps if they come back more than once. And so we would like to have students come, have a good experience, and maybe make a return visit, and then they can get into the habit of using the Writing Center to improve their skills. One of the things that we've discovered is that the Writing Center can really help students improve their confidence with writing and help them see themselves as writers. And so that's one of the things that we really want to focus on, helping students become confident writers in whatever class they're taking. And then finally, we want to have the Writing Center be viewed as a community for writers. It's not just a place you go if you have to edit a paper, but it's a community where writers can work on their skills, share ideas, learn to become more confident and work on the process. So I think, there have been a lot of success stories with the Writing Center, and I got to hear about some of these when we were doing the process of interviewing people for our program review. And it was really neat to hear about how students gained confidence and became able to see themselves as writers through a variety of visits over time to the Writing Center. Some students came in and they were very frustrated, or they just didn't have a whole lot of faith in their writing ability. But by the time they left, they really felt like writers. I would say the same thing was even the case for staff and faculty. When we talked to them about their experiences with writing, many of them had a fear of writing when they were younger. But at one point in time, they were able to gain confidence through feedback from instructors and support from tutors and so forth. And so we think that this is a really neat thing that can happen with students if they use our services down in the Writing Center. And we hope that more people will take advantage of this, especially as we come back to campus.
What is a good resource for individuals who would like to learn more about English and Humanities programs or opportunities like you were just talking about with the Writing Center? Earlier, you mentioned this college newspaper, The Lamp, to learn about these opportunities at Lincoln Land Community College.
Yeah, that's a great question. We have a webpage on the Lincoln Land website. As you know, the website's being updated a little bit for fall, but we're going to maintain some of our information there. So if you go to www.llcc.edu/English and Humanities, you'll get to our department website, and you can learn about the programs that we have. You can see which classes we offer, what you might do as a career if you take these classes or major in one of our programs. But we also have links to the different programs that we offer with The Lamp, with the Lincoln Land Review, and you can also get information for the Writing Center. And they're all linked.
Outstanding. Dr. Dykstra, Dean of English and Humanities here at Lincoln Land Community College, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Lincoln Land Community College serves individuals of all ages and offers accessible, affordable educational programs leading to transfer and career training degrees and certificates. For more information, please visit llcc.edu.
Thanks for listening to the Lincoln Land Community College podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Public Relations and Marketing Office. See you soon.
I do like what you said, too, about the writing community. I'm going to steal that.